He is the founder of the Jewish Unity Initiative. I have to be more accurate. He is co-founder of the Jewish Unity Initiative, and he likely is getting a lot of nachas by the fact that we have journeyed from the United States in order to come here at, what is it?
Simon, you're going on.
I bet you he's getting some nachas from the fact that we have a Rosenbaum family-sponsored Jewish Unity Initiative to Israel during this emergency, frankly, during this very challenging time. He is the one and only Simon Jacob, who is now a resident of Jerusalem.
Yep.
Simon,
yep.
Shalom, shalom.
I'm very happy you mentioned the north, because I actually got to go up north last week. I went all the way up. I have a cousin who lives in Dishon, which is right next to the border. And it was pretty awesome.
Are they out of town? Are they? Have they?
They moved to their daughters. They moved to their daughters. But almost all the towns that are on the border are being evacuated, and it's been going on for a week. It's been going on for. It isn't new.
And they're all going through the same thing that we saw today on different scales,
in different places. These people are all displaced, and you have to understand two things, that. You know, living in a hotel is wonderful for, you know, a couple of days.
day,
but you're living with your suitcase.
Right.
And your kids' suitcases. And this is in a room. And there's no place to play outside. You're in the middle of a city. It's really, really difficult. So that's definitely, this is not a vacation where they're all sitting there enjoying the free room service stuff. The other thing is that, it's hard to believe this, but the front down south, the war down south, is less than 2 hours from here, okay? And the front up north is less than 2 hours from here. So, I mean, this is not a situation where we're sending soldiers to other places. They're home, basically. There's some of them who are commuting almost. And in fact, going up north, it was kind of crazy to see, because when I went up north, as you get close to near the border, there's probably on the highways at least 5 miles worth of parked cars on either side of the highway. It's an absolutely it's an amazing, awesome thing to see. All of these parked cars everywhere. And you go like, what is this? It's all of the people who were called. On Shemini Atzeret, just got in their cars and drove to their bases. You can't imagine. They're now convoys of people who are taking other people up north to get the cars back so that their spouses can use the cars. These people just ran as fast as possible. It's an absolutely incredible thing to experience, to see how involved everybody is. How, you know, they're Egged bus drivers who are called into service, who are driving Egged buses up and down the highway, taking guys from bases, dropping them to their cars, taking guys from their cars and dropping them back to the bases. It's like become the largest parking lot in Israel, because there's no place to park all of these cars. I can't tell you how unbelievable it is to just experience that. And my cousin, who's been in a number of wars, has never seen anything like that. Never. And they had 10 sibs in the Yom Kippur War of this family. This is like crazy. But I also want to tell you that there's a level of, I know we're bringing up an issue of fear. As an example, I have a son and daughter who live in Herzliya who don't want to be home alone. There's a fear of being alone,
right,
and not being with others. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the couples who are, you know, out, you know, in their first homes or in even their second homes with their kids are kind of moving back in with their folks in order that there is some coverage here. You know, you've got some spouses who've gone into the military. And in fact, a really odd thing occurred like the first week. There was a call for breast milk which is like breast milk. Why? Because a lot of the women who were called back into reserves were nursing babies, and they needed women to pump for them in order to sustain their kids without putting them just on formula. I don't think there's an army in the world that has that sort of call that goes out. It's really an incredible thing to see this country right now. I get a lot of calls from kids who are in yeshivot, who are scared out of their minds. Girls, boys, what have you. There was a girl who called me the other day, last week, who said, look, I'm being told by all the people around me and on the internet that if we don't win this war by Thursday, this is last week, we're going to get nuked. And I don't know what to do, and I don't know where to go, and I can't get home, and everything is... I said, calm down. Calm down. I can tell you two things. We are never going to win this war by next Thursday. And I can't tell you that Iran isn't going to do something stupid, but the odds of something like that happening are so tiny. Just take a deep breath and relax. And between talking to yeshiva kids and calming them down and talking to their parents who are also freaking out, I mean, you know, like they think that everything here is falling to pieces. And it isn't. It really isn't. It's like, relax a little bit. Take a deep breath and relax. So that's, you know, that's the sort of thing that's going on here. I'll give you a crazy experience I had. I was driving down Route 1 from Jerusalem to Tel Aviv, right next to Beit Shemesh. As I'm driving on the highway, all of a sudden, this, like, moving van crosses across the highway and blocks the whole thing. And I'm going, like, what in the world's going on? And then these two vans on the side, nondescript vans on the side, stop, and these guys jump out with masks and t-shirts and jeans and machine guns, and they start running from car to car. And I'm thinking, it's over. This is it. There's nothing else going on here. I'm done. So I went and I held back as far as I could. I had my son in the car with me. It was really pretty crazy. And then we saw them finally get to this one car, and they literally ripped the doors off of it. They literally just ripped the doors off of the car. And then they ripped everything inside that car out. I've never seen a person physically pull a car seat out of a car with their bare hands. It was unbelievable. And then I realized they were ours. People were running down the sides of the road towards this with their guns. Because private people who are just civilians. No, thinking, I'll help. Whatever I can do, I'll help. And then they realize that they're not terrorists, that these guys are Israelis, and that this is, you know, some undercover group that's grabbing some sort of terrorist that was there. And then they let us, you know, go, and wow, I was happy to be safe and out of there, man. But that was last week, and it can be exciting here.
say the least.
But it was, you know, I've seen a lot of soldiers with barbecues and all the rest of this stuff, and it scared me a little bit, to be honest, because I'm sitting there going, these guys are going into Gaza. This is not a walk in the park. This is a really difficult situation that they're going into. I want their morale to be high, but I want them to be
serious
and serious. When I saw those guys on Route 1 and what they were doing,
you knew they were serious?
Yeah, I knew, hey, we've got the right team here. that's working for us.
Simon Jacob is here with us. Look, you know, I don't have to tell you, you know exactly what's happening now in the United States. You've heard, but you've experienced it in the past. We've been through tough situations. As you know about the unity, you know about the events, you know about people and their concern, and I'm not minimizing the tefillah and the Torah study. It's all very, very important. But they of course, are missing the one of the elements that we're discussing here today. And that is the atmosphere in this country. Because you're right, we're not going to mention fear, but the reality is, as you described, there is a...
No, there's concern. There's definitely concern, and people want to be with other people. Right. They want to be together. They don't want to be...
Lonely.
Lonely or stuck in a situation where...
Or alone, I should
say.
Yeah,
they don't want to be alone.
Right.
The unity here has been amazing. The unity here has been absolutely awesome. I mean, there's always political animals who just basically try to mention stupid stuff. And I just look at them and I go, it's not the time. It's not the place. You know, that was 3 weeks ago. Thanks very much. Right now, we're focused on us being together.
Some people like to take advantage of the situation.
Yeah, but, you know, you can't stop political animals from trying to do that sort of thing. Yeah. But the nation is definitely not that way. The nation is one. It's really focused together. There was a woman the other day who dropped her husband to on Shemini Atzeret, dropped her husband to a pickup location to carry him back to base. And there was a Haredi guy standing there, and she said, "Haredi guy, you know, what are you doing here? So, you know, like, which unit are you in?" She said, "I'm driving." And this is on Yom Tov, and there was no thought of what needed to happen. There are Haredi guys who are volunteering everywhere in any way they can help. Immediately, there isn't any thought of, well, it's Shabbat, well, it's Yom Tov, well, it's this. That's all gone. What can I do to help?
The theme that you and I have discussed since we started these initiatives is unity.
Yeah.
And you're seeing it now in a very different way.
It's actually a beautiful time to be here. It's a really beautiful time. It was much harder for me to be here a month ago. And discussing with people like, this isn't serious, or this isn't this, or this isn't that. Now it's a lot easier to be here because of that.
We're a funny people, huh?
Yep.
As the challenges increase,
yep,
we're happier to be here.
We finally figure it out that these people, you know, aren't sitting there and saying, well, you're left wing and you're right wing.
Right.
They're saying, you're Jews.
Right.
Wake up.
We're all one. Simon, I thank you. Anything else you'd like to add and tell this audience?
I have one really mundane thing to say.
Sure.
Okay? One of the ways you can really help Israel right now is buying Israeli wine. Sounds crazy.
You're right.
But it is.
You're right.
You know, the wineries are sucking wind because they mainly sell through hotels. There's no tourists. There's no hotel, no restaurants.
And their workers are in reserves.
Yeah, and they're really having a difficult time of it. There's already a whole commercial infrastructure to sell Israeli wines. If you could buy extra Israeli wine for Shabbat or for celebrations, it would help so many people. It really would. So I know it sounds mundane. I need a ceramic, you know, vest. I need this. I need a helmet. You could do a lot by just buying Israeli wine in your neighborhood.
So, Simon, what you're basically telling us is that the soldiers need to be on the front and put themselves in harm's way to defend the Jewish people. What we have to do is go to a store and buy a bottle of Israeli wine.
You know what we need to do? The main thing we need to do is pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're doing their job. If we're sitting there listening to social media all night and not getting up in the morning because we're too tired to go to shul and pray, we are really missing the boat. If you have an opportunity, turn off your social media, go to sleep, and go into shul and pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. that will actually do something.
Yeah,
okay?
You're right.
So that's
that.
The main thing.
Let me use this opportunity to thank you and our good friend, Dr. Joe Rosazzotta. Don't wave me off.
Okay.
Don't wave me off. You are both responsible for what I think is one of the most important things in the history of this show, and that's recognizing that when we know that people on the other side of the world will appreciate if we show them love, affection, and concern, we go ahead and do it immediately. So 100%. As Ralph and his family, as you know, are sponsoring this journey, and a lot of people, I'm proud to say, are very happy that we're here to at least let people know that there are people in the diaspora who care about what's happening here.
I'm thrilled to have you here. I'm really thrilled to have you here. And Joe, by the way, helped sponsor barbecue for like 750 soldiers last week.
Of course he did.
In the middle of the whatchacallit.
And you mean he didn't do the grilling himself?
No. It was down by whatchacallit, down in the south. And it was just awesome to see as well. So, I mean, everybody's pitching in.
In their own way.
Yep. Thank you.
God bless you, Simon.
Philip, it's a pleasure to see you.
Stay well. The name is Nahum, not Philip. It's America's one and only Jewish Moments of the Morning radio program heard on listeners-sponsored digital radio around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com, on the Nahum Siegel Network, and, of course, on the beloved NSN app.